has it set in your Bronco? What's this day been like when you get that, you know, that logo on your chest here today?
It's definitely setting in. It's a very proud moment for me, and just blessed to be a part of this organization, this team.
What was it like signing that deal?
That was pretty cool. That was one of the cooler things I've ever gotten the opportunity to do, and just excited to get to work now.
You look around and you look for opportunity, and you hope that you go to a team that has the best opportunity for you. Fortunately for you, it's right here.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe how good of a situation all this has been ending up for me, and I'm just excited to get to work with the guys and join the vets Monday and just get to work.
All the work you've done outside over at 6-0 and with Phil and some of the current guys on the O-line, how has that helped you and how do you think that will help you come Monday?
I think it's been a tremendous help, just getting a jump on everything. Obviously, before I knew I was going to be here, just kind of tips and tricks, general technique stuff from the guys. And then once I figured out I was going to be here, it started getting into more of the playbook stuff. Connor McGovern sat down with me, and we went over the plays and stuff. So I feel like I definitely have a leg up coming into camp.
Who was your favorite lineman growing up? Any Broncos you kind of studied or anybody you studied?
I was a big Mark Schlereth fan, for sure.
Is that key to you that, you know, McGovern or a vet has already reached out to you and said, hey, this is how we're going to do it? I mean, did you expect that? Is that something you're willing to do? Take that advice from somebody that, you know, you're going to be competing with?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, those guys are they're where I want to be. They're obviously a couple years ahead of me on the journey. So just anything that I can soak up from the vets is obviously super valuable to me. And they're all great guys. They've all been helping me out, and I feel like I fit in well. So I'm excited to get to work.
They seem to be taking it personally that you're in that line group about being more physical and competition than maybe it was about this work. Do you sense that already just being around those guys when you're working out?
I think that's just kind of in general how O-lines are, and I'm excited to be a part of this group because I feel like it's kind of more so than even usual, and I think there's going to be a lot of good competition, and everybody's going to be playing their best, and that's just going to help the organization and the team.
What's your impressions of this rookie class?
I'm impressed, you know, just sitting in all the administrative meetings and stuff. We haven't really gotten into much football yet, but just looking around and meeting everybody is a good group of guys for sure.
Has your phone stopped ringing and text stopped coming in yet?
Yeah, it's definitely been slowing down, so that's nice. But I definitely appreciate all the love everybody's been showing me. The hometown kid and everything means a lot.
What made Stink one of your favorite players? It wasn't how he got his nickname, Stink.
No, I just like the way he plays the game, man. He's just he's a nasty player, not necessarily nasty for that reason, but he just plays the line the way it should be played.
You're one of those guys that would have a surgery on a Monday and then play the next week.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what it takes to make it, and that's always kind of how I've tried to play the game. So
you weren't playing against him necessarily, but what did you see from Royce Freeman in your days in the conference with him?
Well, he definitely gave Coach Graham a heart attack every time he was getting ready for Oregon. But he's a heck of a player, and I'm excited to wear the same jersey as him and Phil now instead of having them run all over our defense. We can run all over somebody else, so I'm excited.
Sam, you're the only draft pick that wasn't a four-year senior at school. Do you feel like you have something extra to prove with that? What does that mean to you?
It doesn't really mean anything to me. Everybody's journey is different. Everybody's path is different. We're all here now. We're all equal. It doesn't matter got drafted or not or whatever. It doesn't matter now. It all matters what you do on the field. So
to piggyback on that, you got to play against Philip Lindsay a little bit. So he coming in as a free agent, I think, kind of a steal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a really good player. I think he was one of, if not the best running back we faced last year in the Pac-12. And I think the Broncos did really well to get him.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, man.